Hello, my love bugs. It's 4:40 a.m. Today is March 19th, 2024. Today is Tuesday. It's my great grandma's birthday, and I don't know, for some reason I'm in a really good mood. Normally on people's like memorial days, rest in peace, grandma, I'm like in a bad mood, but I'm in a particularly good mood today. I don't know, she visited my dream, so it just made me feel better. So, in honor of that, we're gonna be doing ancestor messages. I probably won't get all of them done today. It'll probably be like a mini series. We're definitely on Leo and Leo placements. I haven't figured out if I'm talking to divine masculine or feminine quite yet, because both energies are kind of like popping up in the reading. So just take whatever resonates, leave whatever doesn't. I'm going to give some descriptors of your ancestor that's coming through for the message. And then, like I said, please do not force it to fit your situation. If this doesn't resonate with you at all, you can wait for another reading to come out and listen to that one if it's in your chart, because I'm going to be doing ancestor messages, but by zodiac. So if it's in your chart and it resonates, then cool, okay? So Leo and Leo placements. There's actually two ancestors popping up. They were a couple. So they could be like husband and wife. This could be like grandparents, like your grandma, your grandpa, or this can be like an uncle and an aunt type vibe. Or for some of you guys, it might be a mother and a father. Just take what resonates. But for sure, the masculine is a water sign. So Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. And the feminine is a earth sign. So Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. They could have met when they were younger and married young, you know, like, shit, most of our grandparents married really young, like early 20s or something, and they've been together for like their whole life, and it's like, oh, this is our 56th wedding anniversary, or this is the 70th year anniversary of us being married, or, you know, something like that before they passed away. It's something like that. It's definitely given me that grandpa or uncle, whoever this is for you, or like great uncle or something. They were like a fisherman, or they worked on a boat. So they could have been a fisherman or like a captain of a boat, or they like to go fishing. If it wasn't like a career choice or like a job thing that they were doing, it could have been like for fun. So maybe this masculine took you fishing. Or they like to go on boat rides, or they like built boats, or they owned one or something like that. I'm also seeing they could have had like land. Your grandparents or your aunt and uncle or great aunt and uncle or something like that. They could have had land, because I'm seeing a couple planting seeds together. Like they could have had their own garden. Maybe they didn't really have to go to the stores like that. They could have owned like a farm or like a horse stable, or when you were a kid, you could have rode the horses, or you know how to ride horses, or like you had a pony or something like that. Sunflowers are significant as well. And then the description for the earth sign grandmother or great aunt or something. She could have had a cat as a pet. Or she loved cats, or she had like cat-like features, like her eyes, or you know what I'm saying? Like her features could have been cat-like. She was a stay-at-home wife. She could have been like the one that tend to the kids, the family, the home, things like that. She could have been a dreamer. So she was kind of like eccentric in a way. Her style was eccentric, or like, she was into like dreams. So if you're like, I don't know if this is like your grandparents or like your mom's grandparents or your dad's grandparents or whoever this is to you, but like whoever they were around raising up, they'll be like, oh, grandma, grandpa, I had a dream about this. And then they could, like, grandma could break down the dream. Or if you're like, I don't know about other cultures, but I know in my culture, being Caribbean, it's a big thing. Like, if you dream of fish, then somebody in a family's pregnant. So it could have been like that, like grandma is making breakfast or something. And she's like, I dreamt of fish. And she's like looking at all of the kids at the table, like who's pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. I don't know. I don't know if other cultures have weird superstitions like that. But yeah, my family is like, if you dream of fish, somebody in the house or somebody very close to you is pregnant. So it could have been like dream fortunes like that, like superstitious in a way, or either you came to grandma or great aunt and said, this is my dream, or they would have dreams and you'd be like, how you know that or whatever. And it's like, oh, I dreamt of it. So it's like in a way, like a dream psychic. That's pretty much all the descriptions I'm picking up right now. So we're going to move forward to the reading. I feel like they're here to give you a reading because you need some type of clarity on something that you're working on. I feel like this is a part of your life path. For somebody in particular that's a Leo or Leo placement, I feel like you're working on something. And I do see like whatever work that you're putting in, like work ethic, that you're putting behind it is going to pay off. You have like endless possibilities of which way you can go with this. You might even be like interested in setting up like a home office or something. This could be like an entrepreneurship. If you're like buying a new home or purchasing a new home or something, you could be thinking about how to work from home. So maybe your grandma or your great aunt is like tapping in to help you come up with ideas on how to do this or how to go about this. I don't know what that means for you because I'm reading for a lot of different people, but like maybe you're buying your first home and you're like, okay, I want this many kids. I want this much room. I need a home office room. My wife or my husband needs an office as well. We need a room together. Like you're trying to figure out how many rooms or how you should go about this. So maybe that's some of the message here. Your spirit team, your ancestors is trying to work with you to help you balance this out. Yeah, I do see like horses. I see like chickens or roosters. So maybe they had a garden. Maybe you're trying to think about that too. Like, how do I balance out having children, a pet, a business out of the home, a fucking garden and fucking animals and stuff that you get like eggs and milk and stuff from. And I feel like they're tapping in with you because this couple, your ancestors, they did all of this. Maybe just the two of them. And are like, you can do it. Let's just, like, let us teach you how or something like that. Like, you got this type thing. Cause I feel like for the most part, the further we go back in history, our ancestors did all of this and it was like easy to them. But it's like for us in this newer generation, we're kind of used to things being handed to us. Like even with stores, like we're used to like getting our chicken out of the fucking frozen section and, you know, at the store, or like getting our produce from the produce section. Versus like the work it takes to grow a garden yourself and go to the garden and pick from it. You know what I'm saying? Or like for me personally, I haven't really had to do this, but I did see my grandma doing it. Rest in peace. My great grandma, Medea, and then her daughter, my mama, they had a, like a chicken coop. And every now and then if we wanted chicken, either we would get the eggs from the chicken or every now and then she would like go and catch and kill the chicken and like pluck the feathers. And we used to help her pluck the feathers. So like, yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I'm just like, maybe that's the vibe you're going for. Like you want to be, independent from like society and not have to like depend on them with their meat, their produce, their eggs, their milk. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, we did it. It's just a balance, maybe tapping with them. And then you're like, okay, but also I'm like a businesswoman, or a businessman, whoever I'm talking to. Yeah. I feel like, okay. They having me bring this up in the reading because they want you to figure out a work-life, home, relationship balance. It's like, it doesn't have to be scheduled out, but you do need some type of routine, if that makes sense. So it doesn't have to be like 8:30 to 9:30, feed the chickens, 9:30 to da-da-da. Like, it doesn't have to be that specific, because I kind of feel like if you miss a couple minutes or something throws you off, it's gonna like stress you out maybe. So maybe do it like by day, like Monday through Wednesday, I work from home in my home office and I do whatever you do. And then like the rest of the days, you're kind of like, you and your partner are switching off. Like, okay, if I do this and I'm working from this time to this time and I'm taking care of the kids, then like you go and feed the chickens and like water the garden, or, you know, or like have a sprinkler system and just turn a bitch on or something. I don't know, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do it by like days of the week. Okay, let's go and collect from the fucking chicken coop on this day, and let's go and do this on this day. Like, kind of like mapping it out that way. Because I do see that this is like foretelling something with the three of coins and the three of sticks. This is like me. It's a fortune reading. It's like, it's a future. It's like something that's about to happen. But before it happens, they want you to kind of just think about it. It's not really saying you need to like have an itinerary for everything, but just like kind of think about it, because I see that someone is breaking, or you already broke, a generational curse of like poverty. So maybe you went through poverty, and maybe like, shit, I don't know how old these grandparents are, but if this is like your great grandparents or your, you know, immediate grandparents, they were the last generation to like be able to be like self-sustainable. And it's like the generations under them, including you, y'all been struggling. So it's like, I don't know if you're about to come into an abundance or an inheritance or a settlement or a promotion, or like maybe your entrepreneurial like job or something is going to take off. Like, whatever it is, your finances are not going to be like impoverished anymore. You're not going to be a peasant. You feel me? You're going to be royalty. So it's like, you're going to have the abundance to do so. You can probably make money in your sleep if you like sell things, or I don't know, if you sell books or fucking coffee mugs or whatever the fuck you do, it's going to be prosperous. So I feel like you figuring out a schedule of how to do all these things and kind of just thinking about it. Because if you know, okay, boom, I can make t-shirts. I'm just going to say t-shirts. I can make t-shirts, and even though I'm doing it by hand, I can probably make 40 shirts in a day. So if I know I sell hella t-shirts, I'm going to make, if I can do 40 shirts in a day, I'm going to do like, I don't know, 120 in 3 days. So like, okay, boom. That's plenty enough for me to put on my website. It's all the same shirts. It's all the same graphics. I just got to print them out and hang them up nicely and fold them up and put them, you know, size wise, like, okay, small, medium, large, extra large, whatever. I can do all that shit in 3 days. Boom. So then the rest of the week, I can tend to the rest of everything else I have to do. Those days that you are kind of just busting out those shirts, your partner, whether it's male or female, can help you with the kids or help you with the garden or help you with the other things. And it's like, okay, babe, I'm only going to be doing this for a few hours. you got it, I got it, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is, it's like, just kind of think about your flow of things. And if you're like, okay, cool, I need like a 2-day turnaround before I ship my shirts out to the people that ordered it, so it's not like same day shipping. You're not a fucking Fortune 500 company with 1,000,001 people working under you, right? So make things realistic, I feel like they're saying in the reading, like, make shit realistic for yourself. Like, it's just you and your partner, and then if you guys have kids, then it's, you know, you, your partner, and your kids, and then like the animals and stuff y'all gotta tend to. So be realistic about it. If you have enough money, maybe hire somebody to come in on the days that you and your partner is busy so that they can focus on the kids. You can bust out your t-shirts and you have somebody that comes by that feeds the cows and the fucking chickens and stuff and collects the stuff. So then that's their job. You pay them for it. You might could do like a barter and trader thing, and then they did their little bit of work so that you can do your work. You know what I'm saying? So shit can flow. So it's just something about like getting out of your head and not stressing about it. Cause maybe you've been really stressing about how the fuck this is going to go, and you don't really have anybody that had this type of thing going on for them. Like, nobody currently has this going on for them. This was like generations before. So even if it was like your immediate grandparents or like your great grandparents or your immediate great aunts and uncles or like whoever it was the older people that are passed away now. So they're not here to like really show you how to do it anymore. So they're trying to reach out to you and tell you like it's gonna be good for sure. You might have like some type of competitive business. I don't know what that means. Like, whatever your business is, or maybe you're in like a competitive field of work or something. I don't like those type of jobs. I don't know how y'all do that. I don't like those. I like being competitive, but, not 24/7 like that. You feel me what I'm saying? Like, that's my livelihood. But, if you are in like some type of competitive field, or like, I don't know, you gotta come up with the latest and greatest all the time, they're saying like, focus on that a little bit more. They're trying to give you the recipe to the sauce on how to make it work. So yeah, if you do end up like, damn, this is going really good, but I'm gonna be lacking here if I, you know what I'm saying? So just mix some shit around. It's like, all right, babe, we can hire somebody to come in to tend to this garden, to tend to the animals and shit like that while you do this, bring the kids to school, whatever, whatever. I can do this, and then we can switch off and whoop, whoop, whoop. And then at least that person can be paid. So maybe you'll like come up with like, okay, well, realistically, how much am I going to pay somebody for this type of work? What all are they going to be doing? Like, maybe figuring out a job title or something for them. Or if you want somebody to help you do the shirts, like, there's something that you're going to need some type of help for. For some of you guys, it's gardening. I see the Seven of Pentacles here, but I see somebody, like, looking at the garden. Your plants are going to grow really fast, even if it's just for somebody coming in and watering them. And picking the harvest from it. So they're like, hey, Mr. Mrs. such and such, you got 10 eggplants, 3 bales of spinach, whoop, 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 whoop. Like, what do you want us to do with this? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I do see you might end up, like, the part that you might have someone help with is, like, the gardening part, because it's the most tedious, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I feel like whatever line of work you're in is competitive. I don't know what that means. It can mean 1,000,001 things. So maybe it's like you can't really have people help with certain things when it comes to your personal business, because it's like, I don't know, maybe you don't want people to know the recipe to your sauce. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you got a certain lotion or certain oil that you make, and it's like, well, if I have somebody come in here and mix these things together, how you know they can't just take the recipe and go home with my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know? So maybe it's like something you want to do personally. You want shit to be a certain way. But maybe you can have that, like, one person help you with the garden and have, like, another person come in on your shipping days and they can just pick up a bunch of boxes and bring it to the fucking USPS place or, like, FedEx or whatever, right? Something like that. For sure, you guys are just, like, really in your head about this with the Eight of Swords. Like, you don't see a way out, so they're just trying to, like, help you. I hope this is helping. With Page of Swords, I feel like they're also saying, when you're scrolling or you're, like, on social media or something, maybe, like, you know, I don't know what social media you're on, but, like, look up certain people that have a business similar to yours. So if it's like you make lotions and stuff like that or oils, look up like a day in the life of, you know, people vlog and do that kind of shit all the time. You can YouTube it. You can look on TikTok for the little quick videos and like see how people do their packing process. And they might even be like, hey, I had to hire somebody to help me with this portion of it because it's a lot. Or there's this delivery company that comes by and picks it up from our front door. And we print out the labels and they come and pick it up. FedEx has a something, something, and they just come to your door, load up the shit, bring it to the shipping place, and we don't ever have to leave our home. Like, there's ways, you feel me? Like, we're in 2024. So there's different things that could, make shit a little easier for you. So even if you don't have to pay another person to bring it to the fucking mailbox place for you, it might have like a company that comes by and gets it from your front door or your garage or something. So the only thing is everything needs to be ready, packed up, the labels on it. Somebody has to be there to open up the garage, to hand the people the packages, sign for whatever, and then keep it pushing type shit. You know, I'm sure there's something like that. So with the Page of Swords here, it's kind of like, instead of being in your head stuck about it, like, Google some shit, research some stuff, call around to different like shipment companies, even in advance. Like, you don't have to, you're probably like, damn, I ain't got my orders popping right now, but you can always do homework. I mean, it's free to research, you feel me? So I think that's what they're saying, like, use your time wisely and like research if there's any places that can help make your life a little fucking easier. So while you're cooking dinner, you know that, okay, they're gonna come and pick this up in 15 minutes. While I got this in the oven, I can fucking have my man watch it or have my woman check the oven while I'm handing these boxes to this company. And then when they're done, we can all sit down and eat dinner. And everything is done already, if that makes sense, you know? We didn't have to leave the house to go and ship anything. Yeah. I feel like when you start to search, I see, when you start to like look certain things up, the clarity's gonna start like coming in a lot faster. So you're not gonna be so confused or like feeling stuck. You're gonna realize how supported you are. I feel like your spirit team is gonna reveal stuff like smack dab right in your face. Like, as soon as you look up something, it's gonna be like, boom, you could look at the reviews for the company and see that like everybody uses this company. It's affordable, it's free or whatever. Business owners get a discount. Like, it's gonna be something where it's like, oh, this is hella dope. It's your spirit team kind of like just guiding you. Like, they all are trying to like help you out, but it's giving me, you're not making the first step because you're just like, ah, I don't know what to do. It's so overwhelming. How do I be a husband, or how do I be a wife and a father and a mother, or whoever I'm talking to, and a business owner and a fucking garden person and a fucking farm person and if you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot, but it's really not that hard. And they're saying like, even though some of the, they're basically saying like, don't be lazy, because like some of the shit that we have these days, they didn't have that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the resources of the cell phones and like the tablets and the easy access and the apps to hire people to come and pick up things and all that. They didn't have all that back in their day. So they're just like, don't be lazy. Like, just look into it for sure. Some of you guys are like writers, or you write books or something. I see a typewriter here. I know, like, you probably, I mean, some people are classic and they like typewriters, but you might have like a laptop and you might have to like do a bunch of emailing or sending stuff back and forth. Balance all that out. Like, you know, if you're like, all right, fuck, before I get my day started, while you're eating breakfast, you know, take an hour or so, however long it takes you to eat breakfast, and just like sit there and answer as many emails as you can, and then save the rest for later. You can only do so much. You're like one person, you know what I'm saying? Don't stress about it and then like get overwhelmed and overstimulated and not do nothing though. They want you to see things from a realistic point of view, is basically what I'm trying to explain to you, or what they're trying to explain to you, I should say. Yeah, they're like, being realistic about it. Also advertise that too, like when you're making your own commercials, or I don't know, like you're advertising your products or your shirt, or you're making content to, you know, on your social media to like boost sales and get people to come towards your website or whatever it is that you got going on. You can let people know, like, family owned, you know, it's just me and my partner, my husband or my wife. We have 3 kids. You don't have to fucking give the kids his name or nothing personal like that, but you can let them know, like, yeah, I'm a full-time mom, full-time blogger, full-time this, full-time that. I'm a full-time husband, full-time this, that. You know, we got 3 little kids we're running around after. We got a whole fucking life that we're living. So give us time. It's not going to be same day delivery. It's a 2-3 day turnaround. We'll let, like, you'll get an email as soon as your shirts or your products go out or whatever. You know, you'll have the tracking number in case anything happens. You can always email us if, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, be realistic about it, you know? Yeah. If you know you got, like, 150 fucking emails, like, sit there and realistically answer, put a timer on your phone and be like, damn, I only got an hour while the kids are napping. I'm going to literally answer as many as I can in this hour, and everything else is going to have to wait. They're all right. I'll get to those fucking emails. Like, I'm one person. And if it gets to the point where it's overwhelming, then maybe hire somebody to fucking read the emails, you know, or have like an instant reply. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, have something in Microsoft Word. If it's like, oh, I got a size too small, type up that shit and have it saved. So all you gotta do is copy and paste and just change the name and write and be like, oh, I'm sorry, Steven. Add Steven in, copy and paste all the rest of that. We'll send you another shirt. Boom. Free of charge. Like, whatever. But, you know, make your life fucking easier. You know, it's technology, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't gotta stress about it. Like, yeah. Your spirit team wants you to know that you're very powerful. You can find a lot of these answers from going within. So like, maybe this is like your season of hermit mode. It's depending on everybody. Like, some people are like, they've been in hermit mode forever. And I don't remember how many episodes back I was like, some people are about to like pop out and be outside and like be doing their thing. And then some people are like going into hermit mode for different reasons. So I feel like for you, whoever this is resonating for, you're about to kind of go within. Because it's like, your major changes are surrounding your new lifestyle. And it's something that you're not used to, that you've never done before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But with the 3 of Wands, it's like there's some type of competition here. Like, what do you do? Okay, this is giving me like, whatever you do is like innovative with the Wheel of Fortune here. And then the 3 of Wands, it's like very innovative. So if you don't know much about trademarks, trademark it before you even drop it. What's the other shit called? Copyright, trademark. Make sure whatever the name is of your brand or whatever you're about to drop, that is like exclusive. That if anybody else tries to take your recipe, your sauce, your words, your t-shirt, your slogans, your quotes, like whatever it is, they gotta pay you for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever it is, it's like competitive. It's like other people are gonna wanna do it. I'm trying to think of how this happened to somebody. The best example I can give is I was scrolling on TikTok and there was this creator that she makes dresses or she makes outfits or she has a clothing line or some shit like that. And she styled Kylie Jenner one time, but she was like, she's like a regular person. The stylist or the fashion designer, whatever you want to call her. She's a regular person. She's not like making hella money or nothing like that. But Kylie seen her work online and liked it and she styled her a couple times. And then now Kylie Jenner has a clothing line she came out with, but the exact style that this lady styled on her, she stole it. And since Kylie Jenner's Kylie Jenner and they have this fucking empire, it's like she has to go up against this person with all this money and all these lawyers. And it's like, no, but I actually created this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing this forever. She got styled by me one time, liked it, and then she literally paid people to recreate something that I fucking created. You know what I'm saying? And the lady's like a regular person, so I feel like it's gonna be something like that for you. Like, whatever it is, there might be other people that have more abundance, or they already have like clout or recognition or fan base or whatever, that's gonna be like, no, but I created this hair serum, or like, no, I said that quote first. And you know, like, they're gonna try to go up against you. So if you have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, it's like, no, I'll own your entire franchise if you don't give me my shit back. Like, I literally coined this phrase, or like, this is my work. This is my recipe. This is a family recipe, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure you have all your legalities covered behind that, because I do see people are going to be gunning for whatever you're creating or whatever you're doing, whatever you're working on. It's like it's giving me invention. I'm saying Stew Pickles here, you know, Stew Pickles, even though most of his inventions were like janky or like, you know what I'm saying? Stew Pickles, if you watch the Rugrats, it's like he was always down in the fucking basement creating shit. And it was genius, but like sometimes they would fuck up. I don't feel like it's one of those situations. I feel like it's something that's going to be very successful. But at the same time, you need to make sure you coin it, or you say this is my invention, or you patent it, or whatever the word is I'm looking for sure. Because with the devil here, it's giving me the elites are definitely gonna come after you. Not like, don't be scared to be yourself and be great or nothing, but they're definitely gonna be like very powerful people trying to take your inventions. This is giving me like, I don't know if you're a person of color or you're Black, African American, or anything like that, but if you know about there's a lot of things that African Americans created that a lot of wealthy white people came behind them and was like, let me go ahead and patent that, because when a lot of our ancestors were inventing things back in the day, they didn't even have their own freedom to get a patent and trademark things. So, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the things like that would make work easier, like picking cotton or whatever, there's like a machine for that. Or, you know, there's certain things that they invented to make their lives easier, and the white man went behind them and was like, I'm gonna take these ideas and go and trademark this and patent it. So now they're known to have this, but they stole it from this person. You see what I'm saying? Like, so just make sure you cover your ass when it comes to that. This is like, it's like a spark, or it's like a new trend, or I don't know what it is, but yeah. With the Four of Cups here, it's giving me like some of the inventions or some of the things you're coming up with. Either you know that this is like my great aunt or my great grandma or my great grandpa's like recipe, this family secret or this family thing that we did or whatever. Either you know this, or for some of them, some of the inventions that you guys are gonna invent, it's like they died with this invention that they didn't make, so they're giving it to you. You know what I'm saying? I'll not explain that. So like, maybe you had a dream or something, and you seen grandma or grandpa doing something in a dream, where you're like, oh, that's brilliant. and you got up and you wrote it down or something, you're like, oh, that's cool. I'ma name it this and I'ma honor it after the grandparent or the family member I seen in my dream. That's my ancestor or whatever. And, that was them like sharing with you what they wanted to create, but maybe they didn't have the means to, or they were, maybe they had too much going on and they couldn't do it, or maybe they couldn't afford a patent or like whatever it was. Maybe they didn't believe in themselves. Sometimes our ancestors just didn't believe in themselves. Maybe they were just trying to survive, you know what I'm saying? So whatever it was, it's like, it was their dying wish to pass it on to somebody that's like going to make sure you bring the family to success. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, since you're the generational curse breaker, you already got like a fiery warrior spirit. You're going to make sure shit gets done. Even if you got to do it off your own strength, like you've been carrying the family on your back type shit. So they're like, oh yeah, get my baby this recipe, get them this sauce, give them this idea, and have them go patent this, because even if I couldn't do it, I know they gonna do that shit. And even if they already are doing good with a business that they created, this is another piece to the empire that I want them to create. And then we can just keep creating wealth off of that, if that makes sense. So it's like multiple things coming at you at once. Yeah, your DNA is like, your ancestors are hella powerful. And they're like, we're not beggars. We're not, peasants, or we're not like, you know, maybe you felt like that. Maybe you're like, oh man, I look like a peasant, or I feel like one, or I'm slaving away for these people and their companies. And they're like, nah, that's not us. So if you ever felt like, I don't belong at a 9-to-5. And, you know, there's some people that feel like they are supposed to be there. That's fine. Not everybody's bloodline has this energy of like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know how to explain it. We suck our teeth. Like, certain bloodlines, you can't do that. Like, for me, personally, my bloodline, being from Haiti, they're part of the Haitian Revolution. You're not about to catch me kissing no ass for no motherfucking white man. That's never gonna happen. Like, I'll suck my teeth at that shit. I'll keep it pushing. I don't care about none of that. That's why I had that energy at 9-to-5s. Like, I'll walk out this bitch. What are you fucking talking about? You're not paying me enough. You don't respect me. I'm this, I'm that. No, all right, fuck you. Fuck your whole company. And I'll just wish bad on it, and they just be failing, and I don't care. Like, I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. So it's a certain energy, a certain bloodline you have. I don't know what culture you are, but they're like, we're royalty. Like, it's in our blood. We're supposed to have multiple empires. We're supposed to do multiple things. So you doing this at the same time as being a parent, as being a spouse, as being yourself, and having time to balance all these things, and being self-sufficient and like having like your own garden or chicken coop or whatever you got going on there, they're like, yeah, you could do all that shit. You know, just be royal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you think about the royals, they have all that shit too. They have other people do that kind of stuff for them so that they don't really have to be bothered with the mundane. You have a gardener that you pay to be your gardener. You have a butcher that you pay to do the dirty work. Even if you only trust yourself to cook, that's fine. Somebody just went and did everything for you. So now all you got to do is go get the lamb. All you got to do is go get the, you know, you bring it home, it's already butchered up for you. You pay a butcher. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever it is, your bloodline is like, you got that. Like, you might can't see it in its full entirety right now, but you got that. They also want you to keep in mind to pay attention to your spouse. Like, they balanced all that shit. They balanced all that shit. They weren't lacking in any department. They're gonna still go on dates. They're gonna still be romantic with their partner. They're gonna still pop out children if they want to pop out children and make sure they're successful. They're like, our bloodline's powerful. So if you are stuck in your head about any of that kind of shit, suck your teeth at it and be like, nah, the only reason my mind is stuck and I can't see my way out of this, or I can't see my way through it, is because we've been kind of like, no offense to white people, but like, this world is ran by corrupt white people. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, our minds have been conditioned to be in this like peasant vibe, and it's like a lot of our ancestors are not peasants. Like, fuck these elite fucking families that stole everything from a lot of our ancestors make us feel like we're minorities, and they make us feel like we're the 1%, but really we're not. You know what I'm saying? They make us feel like we're nothing, but really we're not. So suck your teeth at it. That's a Caribbean thing. Fuck that shit. Keep it pushing, right? Yeah, your whole bloodline got you for sure. Heavy on the grandpa or great uncle, whoever this is for you. Heavy on him popping up again. He's like, maybe this is like, yeah, like for the men, this is like, he started this family. He's like, man, we don't breed weak. We don't, this is not nowhere in our blood. This is a mental condition. Like, this is a brainwashing that this society that we grew up in, especially in America, made us feel like we gotta beg these motherfuckers for hours, make us feel like we gotta beg them to do this and ask them for permission to do that. You don't have to do any of that. So, yeah, this grandpa or this uncle was like, this is your world, and you can literally keep them out of your world. You can literally keep them out of your business if you want to. You know what I'm saying? You can be self, sustained and not have to worry about shit. You know what I'm saying? That they're doing. You don't have to worry about none of that shit if you don't want to. Facts. Facts. And I feel like, he's saying, like, you gotta have the energy of like, nothing else is good enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing that they're offering is gonna ever be good enough for you. I seen, this thing on TikTok where there was like, I feel like it's the younger generation, maybe like Gen Z, and they were kind of like joking about it. But for me as a millennial and other people, to me, it wasn't no fucking joke. But like, some of the like, Gen Z, African American, younger groups were like, oh, Trump promised to give us stimulus checks after we vote for him, so vote for Trump because I need another stimulus. And like, thinking that's a good idea or thinking it's funny, it's like, you don't know this motherfucker. Like, no, you don't do that. That's the wrong thing to do, right? But it's like they think that that's the blessing, or like, I don't know. Whatever they're basically like, your grandfather, whoever this is basically like, whatever they're trying to hand you is bullshit. So make it yourself. Whatever they're trying to offer you in the stores is fuck shit. It's gonna make you sick. Grow that motherfucker yourself. Grow your own fruits and vegetables. Eat your own chickens and shit. You know what I'm saying? Feed your own family. Make your own bread. You don't have to have your hand out for anything and beg these motherfuckers for shit. If you don't qualify for something, you don't qualify for housing, you don't qualify for food stamps, you don't, fuck that shit. All that shit's bullshit, basically, is what he's saying. Like, fuck them and their system. Facts. For the sun card to come out in two different decks, the sun card represents Leo. So it's like you're in the upright. So I think you just needed like that spark. You got to remember that like you're the sun. Like you literally, Leo in tarot cards, you're the sun. So it's like, you know how bright the sun shines? You cannot dim the sun. Even on a cloudy day, the sun will still pop through the clouds. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody dim your light. Don't make anybody make you feel like, oh my gosh, if I lose this job, I'm over with. It's done for. Like, I cannot survive without slaving away for 120 hours and I'm damn near dead. I'm falling over. My health is failing because I'm putting in all this work and getting breadcrumbs at this company. Like, fuck them. Like, you know, they're basically like, no. All they're doing really is making you lose money and slow down, and it's slowing you down from your destiny. Because if you're putting 120 hours, 80 hours here and doing all that, like all that shit for this person, imagine you putting in that much work for your own company and see how much further you would be in life right now, right? And it's not nothing for you to look back and be depressed about and be like, oh my gosh, I wasted all this time, boohoo. But like, okay, you got the wake up call now. So like, make a change. Yeah, cause honestly, your spirit, your ancestors are saying like you're missing out and you're losing more money than you can be making. Cause it's like the money that you're making over at this company, you're literally just pouring it back into companies just like it. That 9 times out of 10, they're under like an umbrella company. So even the companies that we think are competitors, they sold out. So they all own the company. I don't know how to explain it. Like, we think that this company and that company is different, but really a bigger company both bought both of them. And we think they're competitors and be like, oh, this coffee's better than that coffee. I don't drink that brand coffee. I drink this brand coffee. And really, they're both the same. They just got a different look, different colors, different emblems. But the same owner owns both. So they're making money either whatever one you go to. It just makes you think you have a different choice, or it makes you feel like you have a choice in life, but really you don't. They're getting paid either whichever way you choose. You know what I'm saying? If you're like, oh, I only eat Frosted Flakes, and somebody's like, I only eat Fruit Loops, they're both gonna get fucking the money for whatever fucking choice you choose. It's not really a choice like that. So it's like, you're spending, you're working hard, you're missing out on your family, your kids, your love life, yourself, and your self-love is slowing you down, and you're literally just spending that money on bills, on this, on that, and paying these people again. So there's no profit really for yourself. So they're like, yeah, stop letting these people control you, basically, for sure. For some of you guys, they want you guys to like move to like the countryside, or, you know, move out of the cities, like move out of the major cities. They want you guys to like move out the major cities. Like, don't be, you know what I'm saying, right in the heart of all this stuff. You need land. Get you some land, get you some space where you can grow things and you can do your own stuff. With Knight of Swords, look into all this, for sure. For some of you guys, you haven't seen these grandparents since you're like maybe a teenager. Or maybe you were a teenager growing up around them or something like that. So you got to see them with horses and donkeys and cows and fucking chickens and shit, like whatever. They're very happy and they're like celebrating right now because it's like you're finally breaking. Like, the only reason I feel like they're saying that the family became in a generational curse type energy when it comes to money and poverty is because, people started to kind of stop doing the self-sufficient stuff and started to take the easy ride out. You know what I'm saying? Like, commercials and stuff starts to come around. It's like, oh, we do this. It's easier. You don't have to catch your chickens anymore and fucking slaughter them. And just come on down to the fucking grocery store and we have them already for you. And it's like that type of era, what TV and commercials came in. So then everything seemed easier and quicker and, oh, TV dinners and da 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 and this and that. So it's like, you're now no longer self-sustainable. You're no longer, oh, we got a produce section. Oh, just like, so it's like, you don't really, it's like being advertised and it's like the easier way, the quicker way out. Everybody's keeping up with the Joneses. So it's like over the generations, people went towards that and stopped being the head of their household and doing what I just explained to you guys, you know? So it's like, before you knew it, they didn't have the land anymore. They didn't have their own animals. They didn't have their own garden. And then it's like, well, where all these extra bills come from? Or like, why don't I have as much money anymore? It's because they start to make gadgets and gadgets and fancy things and more stores and more grocery stores and more quick, easy access for things. And then entertainment came and, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, basically the society created more bills. Or more ways to spend money. Because you want to, yeah, with the gossip here, you want to keep up with their friends. Like, oh, you didn't go see the latest movie? Or, oh, you're still doing that? I just go and buy my family TV dinners. And, oh, we just, like, we don't do that anymore. Yeah. And then people would come by, like, salesmen. I'm saying, like, salesmen would come by. I don't know what the fuck they would sell back in the day, but like, you know, come knock on the door. Hey, do you guys have this TV? It's the latest and greatest. And then the TV is like what they're selling. You buy the TV and then all the commercials are like brainwashing you to like, oh, babe, you be slaving away in the kitchen all day. Let's buy a microwave and it'd be faster. So then now there's microwavable dinners and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't really know. They're giving me a lot of fucking examples, but you know what the fuck I'm saying. Like that era when the TV first came out and then commercials are here and then it's like, you get sucked into it. And then now everybody has it. And then it's just like, life changed. Yeah. With the protector here, I feel like your ancestors are saying you're going to be safe no matter what you do. They're going to make sure you're protected with your ideas and stuff like that. You have a lot of gifts. You have a lot of talents. You could be multifaceted in a lot of ways. And so they're going to make sure, like, whatever ideas you have, they're going to protect them from these trolls. They're going to make sure you can turn your ideas into fruition and, like, make them come true. And like with the Seven of Cups and the Seven of Wands here, they're going to literally fight anybody that tries to come up against you. You have a lot of ancestors that are like with the shit, you know, they'll whoop somebody's ass. They might be like gun toting ancestors, or they were. Maybe you have like homeboys or homegirls that passed away that are like rough around the edges. I don't know. They could be hood. I don't know what you want to call them, but they just don't take no shit. I feel like I could be talking to somebody that got like Southern ancestors, or like I say, like maybe from Texas or something, or the South, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, they're just like, we're not letting nobody fucking touch you or your ideas. Like, this is what you want to do. We're going to make sure you can do it. Yeah. This masculine and feminine here. So I don't know if they already came to your dream or if they're going to come to your dream soon, and they might be cloaked in your dream. They're going to look like a friend talking to you possibly, because normally when your ancestors come to your dreams and they show up as themselves and it's like, oh, my grandma was in my dream. It's like a warning of something happening. So they're warning you of something happening. Most likely probably something bad happening. Or about to happen, that they're just trying to prevent from happening, or however that goes. So you might get a dream that's like, I was randomly talking to this person that seemed like a friend, but I've never met this person before in my life. It's probably going to be your grandparents or like whoever this ancestors are to you, but they're cloaked as like a friend because, other than that, if they showed up, it would be a warning. But this is a good message. I'm gonna pause it here, and then we're almost done with this episode. Okay, we're almost done. So, Leo placements. That was a mouthful. But I see, yeah, they're like, you just be like online, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever. You just be on there like looking at shit. So they're like, they need you to like utilize that time, because I feel like you're close to a major breakthrough of something good happening for you. And it's like, once this happens, like, I don't know what this is. Like, you might get a loan or a fucking investor happens, or I don't know, something. And like, you're finally going to be able to like, oh my gosh, I have all the money in the world or all the opportunities right now to finally patent this and invent it and do all this trademarking and legalities to make this real. And so it's like, if you have the little bit of homework that you need to have behind that already done, it makes it that much easier, if that makes sense. Because if it's like, let's say tomorrow you get a fucking loan approved and you're like, you were going to use this loan to do this, it's like, oh my gosh, I have it. And then like, you're just frozen and overwhelmed. Like, what do I do first? Well, hey, I got this website saved. I have this website saved. I called this. I called that. I checked on the name and made sure the name was available. I looked into what it takes to trademark, what kind of documents I need or what paperwork I need or like whatever, you know, stuff like that. How did other people go about this? If it's like a fucking hair serum or something for your skin or something like that, do I need to get it FDA approved? Or if it's like holistic, is it fine? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what avenues do I need to be looking into? Because once this big change happens in your life financially, I see, like, you're going to hit the ground running. So they're like, you need to know where you're running to. You feel me? Like, you're just going to be running. You don't know what the fuck the end goal is. Like, they're like, no, you need to, like, know where you're running to. For sure. So kind of go into hermit mode and don't just be scrolling just to be scrolling. Like, and then just, like, you're just scrolling. And it's like, oh, this is cool. And you're looking at people doing shit that just don't matter. And it's kind of like, your brain is still trying to figure certain things out, but it's like research, you know? Like, I think a lot of people forget that. Should, me too, sometimes. We forget that, like, the internet was first, we first used it for, like, researching stuff. And now I feel like it's just a source of entertainment. And it's like, but it's still there to research, right? I love researching stuff, but sometimes I even forget, so I can't make it seem like I don't. But I see, like, right now they're saying, like, kind of be in hermit mode and, like, research for sure. Yeah. You might even have a dream about them, like, calling you, a bunch of your ancestors calling you, or, like, your phone ringing off the hook like crazy. And I feel like that is a signal of, like, them trying to reach out to you and tell you messages. But it might be hard to pick up if you're not, like, a medium or you don't know how to connect with your ancestors on your own terms. But I do see they're trying to reach out and talk to you about this new change. They're trying to reach out and talk to you about, like, some type of information or a notification of some money coming in. So I don't know what this means. Maybe you have, like, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle or something. You might get, like, a ding or notification that you got a deposit, or, like, you might get an email, or you might get a fucking phone call or something. Like, whatever, however this is gonna work for you and your money, they're like, you're gonna get this soon. So, like, before that happens, make sure you got some stuff in order. Like, how much does it cost to pay a gardener? Does anybody else do this? Like, are there other people in the world that pay people to garden for them? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, but look into it. Yeah, for sure. I feel like for a lot of you guys, a lot of stuff that you're looking into, especially for some of the divine feminines, is like, the only thing you're focused on is, like, getting you back. So maybe you've been, like, mom and mommy mode for a while if you're a mom, or you've just been so busy working, you don't remember what the style you have or, like, whatever. So that's kind of been what you focus on. Like, I'm going to do my hair this color. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And they're like, all right, cool. We let you think about that. And you got that down to a T. You know exactly the type of style, the haircut you want, the outfits you want in a way, you know. So it's like you kind of did research on that. But, like, the lifestyle is, your whole life is going to change, right? You're never going to be in the tax bracket that you were in ever again. So they're like, look into what it looks like, or what it's going to look like with this change. Like, there's some people that have a nanny. Are you somebody that wants a nanny? Or you feel me? Like, are you somebody that wants to help have people help you with your business, or, like, how's that gonna work? Like, so just look into it. There's families that vlog about things like this. There's families that talk about it. There's people that talks about it. There's people that, even if they're not the family that is the employer, there's employees that's like, yeah, my main income is I nanny for this family, and my main income is that I'm a personal chef, and I only go in 3 days out the week when the lady of the house is fucking doing business. I don't know, but, like, even if you can't find the employer, you can find the employee talking about their experience. And, oh yeah, there's an app, and my employer found me on an app, and it's for chefs, or it's for nannies, or it's for gardeners, or, like, I don't fucking know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, for sure. Cause they're like, yeah, like, are you like, I only want a nanny when we're going on family trips? I don't know, like, figure that out. But they're like, you don't want to run into these things later and feel like unprepared because they may come up. Yeah. Something about weed. Something about weed. What, do you smoke or something? For some of you guys, I feel like this is gonna be so overwhelming that like your spirit team, I don't know. I said this like months ago. How long ago? I don't remember. Maybe like last year, because it's only the third month. So maybe either like in December or like sometime around January, I said something about somebody has really bad anxiety, whether it's social anxiety or like general anxiety. And when they're overwhelmed, especially if they smoke weed, they smoke to calm themselves down, to calm down like their central nervous system because of how bad their anxiety is. Like, and I gave the example of me, like I have really bad anxiety. I don't really want to say it's social. I've seen people with social anxiety. And if you don't know the difference, it's like social anxiety is like, this girl that I used to be friends with, but I'm not friends with her anymore. She couldn't even go to like a grocery store, like Walmart and shop. Like for me, that's nothing. I'll just go. It doesn't bother me, but like for her, it's too many people. She can't walk downtown. It's too many people, you know, like large crowds of people freak her out. I didn't think it was a real thing until I noticed like being around her. It was like, no, you know? So, and she would actually have like an anxiety attack or like a meltdown. So that's not the type of anxiety I'm seeing in the cards. It's more so like kind of like my anxiety where it's like general anxiety. But for me, I get panic attacks and I'll pass out if I'm like too overwhelmed. So it's like, how the fuck do I explain this shit? Like, okay, like for me, like if I was put myself in the shoes of whoever this is resonating for, and you're trying to figure out like work, life, home balance, spouse, kids, pets, garden, all that shit, like, oh my God, it's a lot of information. It's a lot of things to do, a lot of things to look up. I don't know where to start. I've never done this before. It's like, if I didn't have any weed to smoke and I had all these things to look up and research and learn about, and then to actually like go from just reading it and researching it online to actually doing it, and not having some type of like, I don't know, I gotta break things down. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna focus on this shit first. I'm gonna focus on gardening first. Okay, boom, I don't know much about it, but I know, boom, seeds and soil, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna get seeds and soil. I got the land, I got the seeds and the soil. Everything else, and trying to figure out like what month to do this and what month to do that, I would probably just hire somebody to come in and do it, because it's too much. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the first half of it, and I have a million and one other things to be doing, right? So it's like, I would need to smoke. I would need to calm down. So I see somebody smoking, or your spirit team has been showing you, because right before I did this episode, I was getting ready to do it, and I seen 420, and I've been seeing 420 the past couple days. So I feel like, I don't know if somebody else has been getting pop-ups or some type of inclination that you're going to be smoking soon, or your spirit team is like, you need to go get you some, stock up on it, or like what, especially if you already smoke. But I'm just saying this balances you, because you got so much happening that they're like, we don't need you to pass out. We need you to be able to function, baby. Yeah, with the Ten of Swords, Seven of Wands and Ten of Swords, it's like, yeah, your nervous system is like mine. Damn, I'm sorry. I know how this feels, but like it shuts down. It's like, it's not funny. It's like actually really scary. But the only way I can describe it is like, I feel like in today's time with the phones and the tablets and the laptops and stuff, it's kind of like it'll lag a little bit. It'll lag like the internet, or you know, the app or whatever will kind of lag a little bit, and then you'll be like, oh, let me go and exit out all the other screens I have up, or all the other apps I have up, and then they'll start working again. But if you remember, like, back in the day, like in the early 2000s or whatever, when the internet really was, like, more accessible to everybody else, if you had too many windows open at once, the computer would just, like, shut the fuck off and just, like, power off on its own. And then you'd have to reboot it and restart over and reconnect it to dial up. And, like, you know what I'm saying? That's the best way I can explain getting overwhelmed and, like, your body literally shutting down and passing out. And then you have to reboot. Like, it's not funny, I swear to God. It's actually really scary. But it's like, I don't know how else to explain it. So they're like, they don't want you to, like, freak out and pass out or nothing. So they're going to, like, send you an opportunity for you to get weed, or you might get some money, or, like, they want you to take some of that money and go, like, stock up. If you know you have really bad anxiety like me, get you some strands that help with that. Granddaddy Purple, Dutch Treat, Cinex, Blue Dream, cookies, any type of cookies, Girl Scout cookies, Platinum cookies, Thin Mint cookies, fucking, Kushes help, OG Kushes. I don't know, there's so many strands. If you don't smoke, but you are like, oh, I'll do CBD, you can fuck with CBD, it'll help too. But I'm a stoner, so I'm just gonna go with the THC. But yeah, I see, like, do something to help you balance that out, because, you're about to be in for, like, a whirlwind. It's like, maybe your life has been kind of slow for a while. It's like, oh, I'm twiddling my thumbs. Oh, I'm so fucking bored. And they're like, babe, it's about to pick up. We've been kind of trying to show you things in dream time, or they're about to show you in dream time a little bit after you hear this. So brace yourself. With the Fool and Temperance card, is like, you're going to be taking a lot of leaps of faith. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit. Okay. I've never done this before. Like, a lot of firsts. Like, this is my first time trademarking a name, a business, whatever. This is my first time inventing something and putting it out there. This is my first time owning a fucking cow and some chickens and a goat. Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, ooh, this is overwhelming. Like, and I have kids, or I'm pregnant now, or I just got married as well. And it's like, Jesus, how do I balance all this stuff out? Just smoke. I don't know what to tell you. If you don't smoke, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to tell you at all in life. Like, be careful. I don't know. I'm just like, bro, I don't know what to tell anybody that doesn't smoke. I don't have any advice for that other than take care of yourself, bro. But yeah, with the Seven of Wands, it's like somebody's like clutching their pearls and like screaming like, oh my God, it's all happening at once. Like, but I feel like your spirit team has been giving you warnings like everything's going to come at once. And you're just like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. Like, I'm so bored. I want a million and one things to do, but like to actually have a million and one things to do is bananas, right? It's fucking crazy. It's one thing to say it, but to actually be living it out, it's like, you gotta get in some type of routine, and that's how things will flow a little better. But if you're not in routine, shit's gonna be like chaotic. So kind of think about what you want that routine to look like. If you have a general basis of, all right, I'm gonna be making shirts, and until this shirt business pops off like super crazy like that, and I can get a warehouse and all this kind of stuff, I'm gonna commit to this out my fucking garage for like the first year and a half. So this is how many I need to do. This is the days I need to do it. I need my husband or my wife to do this with the kids, and I do this while they're doing that, and whoop whoop whoop. I need this company to come in, and they can only pick up every Tuesday and Thursday, so that means da da da. You feel me? Like, and in that time, I can make sure that at least dinner's prepped. We got a slow cooker in that bitch. We got an air fryer. We got something that we can do so the food could be cooking at the same time. Somebody's in the house with the kids. Fucking helping them with homework, and they're near the oven so that the fucking timer goes off, so then we can all fucking eat at the same time. The dogs can let themselves out in the motherfucking backyard. We got somebody we pay to come and feed the fucking cows and chickens and stuff. The gardener's coming over to check on this. We're straight. You feel me? Like, that's, I don't know if that's your fucking plan, but it gotta be something like that where it's gonna be confidently being able to be like, yeah, all right, boom, that's gonna work. Cool. You know? And whatever other shit you can do to make it easier, look into it, and then they can just make things easier. But they want you to be able to confidently say whatever the fuck I just said. That don't have to be your life. I just gave a fucking random ass example. But they want you to be confident, be like, yeah. And then this happens at this, on this day, that happens on that day. And whoop. And just in case somebody gets sick, this is the backup plan. If babe is sick and the whole house is sick, then this is the backup plan for that. You feel me? And I gotta make sure I advertise my business as right now. We're a small family business. And even if we got crazy amount of orders, they need to understand we are a small family business. You feel me? Like, it's going to take us a minute to get it to you. Don't sit there and complain about it. You're going to be good. You're going to be compensated, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep shit a buck. Keep it a bean. Be honest. Be truthful. I don't know if you want to go live and show people it's your ass in there packing up all their orders. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how you want to do that, but like, you're okay. It's going to be okay. Just smoke some weed, have some CBD. I don't know. Some people be microdosing with the shroomies. Do whatever you got to do, but just make sure you start preparing yourself now, because when I say like any day your shit can change, like any day now it can change, and you just want to be a couple steps ahead of the game. So that it's not another stressful thing added to your list of stress, you know? That's all I got. Peace.